here's a story from The World.
Since the 1980s, the U.S. war on drugs has had a major ally in Asia, Thailand. In more recent years, though, Thailand has started going its own way, even allowing cannabis oil for medical use. And now it's fully legalizing a narcotic leaf called gratom that grows in the tropics of Southeast Asia. As The World's Patrick Nguyen reports from Bangkok, Thai entrepreneurs are eager to sell this once illegal drug.
Eat a gratom leaf and you'll get an espresso-like buzz. Eat more leaves and you might feel a head rush that some describe as euphoric. But as recently as 2 months ago, consuming any gratom in Thailand could put you in jail. So it's kind of surreal that I'm walking into a bar in Bangkok and the owner is handing me a bright green gratom leaf, saying, chew away. But hold on, I say, what's this gonna do to me?
It's kind of like when you raise a lot of noise in the background and it makes you feel more clear.
Nix Anuman Ratchadon is the founder of an award-winning cocktail bar named Teens of Thailand. It's a cheeky name. Most patrons are 30 and up. Right now, Nix cannot sell his famous gin and tonic because for most of the pandemic era until today, all bars in Thailand have been forced to stop selling booze.
We have been closed for more than 365 days, and that's ludicrous. Like, that's crazy.
So the bar is adapting. Nix now sells gratom. Thailand's legalization of the drug caught many people by surprise. Anyone in prison for gratom got let out, and more than 10,000 people with gratom convictions got them wiped from their records. It's all part of a rollback of drug laws in Thailand, a slow one. Methamphetamine is the most popular illegal drug here, and no one thinks it will be decriminalized soon. But milder drugs like cannabis, gratom, which are indigenous to Asia, they are getting a second look. For ages, farmers in the far south of Thailand have chewed gratom to make the day go a little easier.
Gratom has been labeled as like poor man's drugs. Some people say it makes them more active. Some people say that it makes them more calm.
The sensation is hard to explain, Nick says. We're still sitting at his bar, and I have yet to chew the gratom leaf sitting right in front of me, which is bigger than my hand.
Have one.
So how do I just chew this?
Sure.
Okay, just...
Try not to go for the stem. He says that's the bitter part. Though I gotta say, the whole thing is pretty astringent. And as I chew, my mouth goes numb.
It's very green, like the chlorophyll flavor. But if you mix it right, it's actually quite pleasant.
If you mix it right. Because after all, this is a cocktail bar. That's one of the bar's mixologists shaking up a cocktail with lime, soda, garlic brine, and gratom. Nix and his team have figured out how to distill gratom into a liquid. One method involves a sous vide machine. The end product is this amber-colored liquid. Go ahead, he says, take a shot.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, it's like the extract of gratom,
like,
right?
It's like tea. It's like super tea.
Now, in the U.S., gratom is legal in all but 6 states. It kind of slipped under the radar as a health supplement, and its popularity took off about 10 years ago when the opioid crisis hit. And that's not a coincidence. Americans hooked on opioids will use gratom to wean themselves off the opioids. And still, the FDA and the DEA have tried to ban gratom twice during the Obama era and the Trump years. Pops up now and again as a scary story on local TV news.
Legal drug with a warning from the DEA that it can be dangerous.
It's called kratom. It's ground up leaves being brought into this country at a very high rate, apparently giving people a buzz.
Like alcohol or caffeine, gratom can be addictive, and people who do loads of it can experience nasty withdrawals when they quit. Using extreme amounts can cause an overdose, sending people to the hospital. Mostly if it's mixed with illegal drugs. Still, a CDC report on gratom shows death from using the drug alone is extremely rare and almost never happens. The threat of a federal ban always looms over gratom. But this week, several lawmakers in Congress from both parties told the Biden administration, keep this stuff legal. Now, Thailand, by legalizing gratom, will save $50 million a year, the cost of cops going after offenders and keeping them locked up. Thai lawmakers are also pitching gratom as a way to help people make extra cash in an economy battered by the pandemic. They were thinking of gratom farmers, but Nick says bartenders should get in on it too.
It would help people to survive, make money for ourselves. We're just trying to survive.
At this point, one leaf and one shot in, the Gratome is doing its thing. I'm feeling in the moment, like the stress normally buzzing in my head is dialed down a notch. But honestly, it's pretty subtle. I do have one more question for Nyx, though.
Will I sleep tonight?
Oh, I used to sleep better. It's not caffeine, man.
In fact, by dinner time, a few hours later, I wasn't feeling it at all, and I slept like a baby. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok.